Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Georgia,
we're back. It's 12 after.
The whole day through.
Georgia Donovan is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. A little music for her.
Just an old
couldn't do without Georgia. She's our business protocol expert, our etiquette expert. She also helps ladies make sure that they put their best foot forward with fashion. I don't think she helps guys too much, mostly ladies. I've asked her to help me once, and she said I was pretty much a lost cause. She didn't want to start on me. But she's our good friend, Georgia Donovan. Welcome back to the show.
Hi, Jim. Nice to be back.
You know, my feelings weren't hurt too badly when you told me that I wasn't redeemable. But
I never said that. I said you needed some work. That's all.
I told you about Georgia. I told them that you were our little conscience that sits up on our shoulder and taps us on the ear when we're about to say something that we shouldn't say or when we should remember to say please and thank you. You're always sitting there reminding us of how to behave.
Right. Always there, sort of in spirit, right?
That's right, yeah. But mm-hmm. But gently and kindly, you are. Sometimes, though, you don't just tap on our ear. You tug on our ear or maybe even pinch us a little bit. Are things different in the marketplace with regard to business etiquette in the 21st century than they were in the last century?
Absolutely. Well, first of all, right now our whole lives are focused in cyberspace. When in the 20th century we were more people and communicative as far as a one-on-one, you actually saw the person that you spoke or did business with. But now with the internet, it's a whole different world, and because of that, we need to have something called the etiquette of electronics. How do we really still keep our P's and Q's and do business and deal with people on a day-to-day in the electronic world?
I have
and not
done
really
business,
offend anybody.
I have done business with some folks for over 3 years now, and we have grown our relationship, and I've never met them.
That's very interesting,
our paths just haven't crossed. We just haven't felt the need. We've worked virtually all this time very well together, and to the point of even being, as I said, even expanding the relationship, and yet we haven't met face-to-face. And
I could understand that. I work with women remotely for fashion consults on the telephone. I have customers as far as the state of Washington, Seattle.
Yeah.
But you see, today, when we have technology, we must remember that it's not going to replace good conduct, manners, and good behavior.
No, that's right. And also punctuation. We need to remember that, too.
Right.
Because, you know, a lot of times, that's one thing that we can talk about in a little bit is when you're writing to people, which we do a lot more of that now. We do a lot more of that than we used to. And just because we're doing it electronically doesn't mean that the laws of English, of grammar, proper punctuation, everything have gone out the window. But you're so right about this, Georgia, because, I mean, if you don't get to see people or if you rarely get to see them face-to-face, I mean, so much of the communication by human beings over the years has been done not just by words but by body language and by the inflection of the voice and that sort of thing, which you can't really communicate through an email.
That's very true. That's exactly true. That's why it's really important, and especially one of the things that is my pet peeve is when people send email. But we'll get into that a little bit more. But there really have to be guidelines, and it has to be structured. And you're right. You still have to use your grammar, and don't forget your basic English comprehension and your punctuation, because you are still speaking to someone, and you should write to them the way you would speak, with the proper grammar, the proper inflections.
What about the telephone? Let's start out with the telephone. And of course, you know, Georgia, you and I you and I grew up using the phone in business, and that was the primary means of communication when you weren't face to face. I mean, we've been using the phone all this time. What has changed in the 21st century? What's new about that?
Well, what's changed now is that everyone is on a cell phone, and we have a different type of telephone that has been introduced in our lives, different from when you and I were growing up. I mean, we had hardwired telephones in our house.
Right.
When we left the house, we never had a phone. We never had access to it.
Mm-hmm.
Today, it's totally different. Most people have given up their landline telephone service at home and are now solely, relying mm-hmm. on a cell phone.
Especially now that you can have... You can take your number wherever you go.
Right, local number portability, exactly.
And the cell phones, with cell phones in our world now, we don't call places anymore, we call people.
That's true. But unfortunately, the cell phone has become pervasive in our lives.
Yeah.
Walk you know down what any street and see somebody walking in the street. I mean, historically, I see this all the time in New York, Philadelphia. Someone has a cell phone, they're on the phone, and they have their cup of coffee.
Okay, well, I've been guilty of half of that. I don't drink coffee when I'm walking, but I have been guilty of taking a call or placing a call walking down the street. I have to tell you, Georgia, I'm not going to do without my cell phone because it makes me very productive.
Oh, absolutely.
But I thought of you the other day. Somebody came to see me. Somebody just dropped in on me the other day. A friend dropped in on me, and while we were sitting there talking about what he wanted to talk about, I gave him some time. His phone rang. He pulled the phone off of his little thing on his belt,
mm-hmm.
flipped it open, answered the call, and sat there and talked to that person. You know what I did? I got up and walked out of the room.
Absolutely.
Our meeting was over, as far as I was concerned.
That was very rude.
And here's the thing, and this is why I think what you're saying is so important, Georgia. This man is not a rude person. He's a good person. He just doesn't understand. He doesn't realize what he just did.
Well, that's because he's been conditioned to every time that little thing jingles, you have to answer it.
Right.
The best way to handle that, and I tell this to clients that I work with and when I do my workshops on business, if you have a cell phone and if you are going into a meeting to see someone, or if you are going into a restaurant to have dinner, whether it is a business or social, the cell phone should be off. If it's an important call that you're waiting for, put it on vibrate. If it vibrates,
yep.
you excuse yourself,
exactly.
you leave the room, and you go outside and take the call.
Absolutely. And especially if this is an important meeting, like with a customer or something. Stand by, Georgia. We've got to take a quick break. 20 after, we'll be right back with a good friend, Georgia Donovan, Our Conscience. Back, it's 23 after. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.jbspa.com. Georgia Donovan is our guest, and she's our business etiquette expert. And we're talking about using the proper etiquette when we're using our electronics. And I really, Georgia, and by the way, before we go any further, Georgia, I want you to give us your website, please.
It's www.theclosedoctor.com, all spelled out.
Theclosedoctor.com.
And there you will see my new book, Replacing Youth with Mystery and Allure, for sale as a paperback and mm-hmm. also as an e-book.
When am I going to get my copy?
I will have to send you one.
I will send you an autographed one. I got to have an autographed copy.
I promise.
Please do that. And that's available on your website. And how much is it?
It's $4.95 for the paperback,
uh-huh.
and then you can download it also, and it'll tell you the price for the download on an e-book.
Okay. All right. Sounds good. And that's at theclosedoctor.com. Georgia, I really want to encourage people, and I know you do too, to really pay attention to how – just imagine – look in the mirror when you're – what do you think about thinking about all the different ways that you could be taking a cell phone call and do it in the mirror and imagine let yourself see what you look like when you're doing that, when you're taking that call. If you and I are having lunch and we do this once a week, we're old buddies, we see each other all the time, and a phone call comes in, honestly, I don't mind if you take that call in the restaurant, as long as you don't, you know, yell and embarrass me with the people next door, in the table next door. But I don't mind if you take a quick call. Now, you know, a long conversation, that's not good. But a quick call, hey, John, hey, listen, I'll be back in the office in an hour. Can I call you back? Bye. I think that's fine.
That's fine and that's acceptable, but I wouldn't make it a habit of doing that on a regular basis.
Right.
Because you see someone all the time doesn't mean that you have less respect for them as a person than you would to someone that you've seen at once or occasionally.
What about...
I think that really you have to keep your cell phone usage to a minimum when you are in those kind of situations.
And you know what else I hate? And I hate this, and there's no excuse for this, folks. There's absolutely no excuse whatsoever at all, period, paragraph. These obnoxious phone rings, like the William Tell Overture or whatever.
You know,
a phone is supposed to ring. It's not supposed to play a song. But, you know, you'll be sitting at a restaurant, and all of a sudden, here comes this, you know, this concerto over the air.
I agree.
Out of somebody's pocket. I mean, that's just awful. And you know what? They look up and look around grinning like, isn't that beautiful? Isn't that the coolest thing you've ever heard? I just want to go over and drop their phone in their water.
I know. I'm with you on that. No, the phone should be a phone. It should not be. It's not a musical instrument, and it's not a form of entertainment.
Yeah. And you know, and there are enough rings out there, simple rings that can be distinctive, so you know which one is yours. Okay, what else? What are some other technology protocol things we need to know about, Georgia?
I think one of the other things we really need to discuss is the proper use of email, since really that's the only way we're communicating with people today. I mean, the art of writing a note is gone. People don't write formal thank you notes anymore or sympathy notes, but I must tell you that it is totally, totally incorrect. Send a thank you note over the internet and also an expression of sympathy. Those, you still need a what I call a hard copy mail, formally in snail mail, U.S. mail to someone.
Did you get any holiday emails? Holiday greeting email by email?
I trash anything that I get that looks like anything email. And I must tell you something. This is very interesting. And the reason I think this is a bugaboo in my life, when my mom passed away in 1990, I was still in my big corporate job in big corporate America, and I worked with people all around the United States. And I have to tell you that I must have gotten 25 expressions of sympathy over email. Someone passed away and said blah, 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 and whatever.
Right.
And I know that people meant well, and I never took the sentiment out of the email,
right.
But it really is incorrect.
Uh-huh.
I mean, spend the 37 cents and send someone a card of sympathy or a thank you card, a hostess thank you. None of that should ever be over email.
Georgia, I'm going to tell you a story that's going to make your beautiful hair stand on end. You probably have a stroke if I tell you this. Somebody that I don't know if I know them. Their name is familiar, but they sent me a holiday card, a holiday greeting by email. It wasn't really a nice card like a Blue Mountain one. It was just something they made up by email. And guess what it said? It wished me a happy holiday, and also mentioned that if I'm looking for a gift, how about her book?
Oh.
Can you believe that? I had her arrested, by the way. I called the authorities and had her arrested. You'll be proud of me for that.
Yeah, the protocol police should have been after her.
No, she's doing time right now for that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, that is
awful, isn't it?
It is so what we call day class A.
Yeah. That's what I always call it.
It's not even having any class. It's having no class or in the police. No, that's not the right thing to do.
No, that was awful. But I got time for quickly one more quick one.
Let's recap on this email business. I said that we make sure that we use our punctuation, our grammar, and also when you're sending a business email, try to refrain from jokes and those little parentheses and those little funny faces.
You'll be proud of me, Georgia. I've never done the little smiley face with an email.
Okay, the little smiley face.
I am coachable, Georgia.
We never said you weren't, Joe.
TheClothesDoctor.com. She's Georgia Donovan. She's our good friend. She's our conscience. Georgia, thank you for being here.
And very happy New Year, healthy and prosperous to you and all of your listening audience.
You too. Georgia Donovan, ladies and gentlemen. She'll be back. I will be too, right after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.